From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Julia Duba. A grand jury has accused Department of Children and Families administrators of, quote, intentionally and deliberately manipulating investigations into child abuse and death to make it appear few Florida children were dying. Grand jurors made the findings in a 30-page report issued yesterday. DCF has responded to widespread criticism of how it has handled child deaths by launching a new website today to track the deaths and make them public. Janice Thomas is DCF's Assistant Secretary for Programs. She says the site will keep more children safe in the long run.
It provides an opportunity for each community to see what kind of child deaths they are having in their area so that the communities can develop their own individual plans.
The website is part of a major child welfare reform bill that Governor Rick Scott signed on Monday. Yesterday, the Senate sponsor of that bill, Senator Eleanor Sobel of Hollywood, called for an independent investigation into transparency at DCF. Well, Miami Beach residents can now send their concerns to the city's departments through a new smartphone app. The free app called eGov allows residents to file reports or complaints directly to the city department by sending a photo. Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine says the app will help the city resolve issues quickly.
We have various standards about time, how much time it would take to be resolved. For example, you know, a pothole should take, you know, maybe 48 hours. We want to figure out ways to increase and make better customer service as much as we possibly can in Miami Beach.
After filing the report, the sender receives a tracking number to show the status of the report. The app will also keep track of the city's trolleys and include an events calendar. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Julia Duba.